True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Clay Ferrero is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk football, I always remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Clay Ferrero, you watch him on Local 10 here in Miami. Can the season be figured out, Clay, for the Dolphins? We'll start there. It was such a brutal loss in week one. Do you see a pathway where by the end of the season, we're laughing about week one because it was such an aberration?
I'm very much a never say never guy. I don't like talking in absolutes. And I don't like this hot take culture with sports talk. But no, I have a hard time seeing it. You know, I would be shocked at this point if, you know, we're talking a week from now about feeling good about the rest of the season. You know, regardless of what happens Sunday, I feel like Thursday is really going to be the telltale game, because let's say they go out there and they win Sunday. Okay, that's great. What have we really learned about the team playing against a subpar Patriots team that's rebuilding itself? But then whether they win or lose, Thursday night is going to mean so much more. And as we sit here right now, can you really envision sitting here on Friday of next week being like, yeah, man, they look so good against Buffalo last night? And that's kind of where I'm lost.
Was that rhetorical? Because no, there's no chance they beat Buffalo in Buffalo.
Yeah. Like. Yeah. But that's where I am, you know, and I remember when we talked a couple of weeks ago about the season, and you know, you guys asked the question, is week one at Indy a must-win game? And again, me being the anti-absolute whatever, I said it's not a must-win, but you can't look awful, which they did, and it, so much also comes down to what happens in weeks two and three. And if you were sitting there after week three, 2-1, you'd feel okay, you know, if you win the next two games. But that's just such a, it just feels like such an impossible mountain to climb right now.
And Clay, the weaknesses, are they getting weaker? I guess we talked about it all week where we knew our DBs, knew our corners. I think we, you know, Minka's a good safety, but our corners were struggling. And now our number one in Storm Duck is out. And then the O-line, James Daniels tears his pec. Austin Jackson might be out Sunday. Are our weaknesses getting weaker?
Yes. And I think that's the big problem. You know, the offensive line in particular. And yeah, I think part of what we were hoping to see, and we did see a little bit, was that the running game had a chance to actually be better. But the problem there is you fell behind so quickly, and now the guys who were going to make that running game better, James Daniels in particular, is gone. So where are you? And I think that's the biggest question for me, is it's not just how badly you lost. It's that James Daniels was such a big key to what they were going to do moving forward. Savaya Naya was supposed to be an upgrade. And again, it's only one game, but he had a rough performance. Still really like what we saw to Patrick Paul and like what we saw to Devon Achane. But man, it just feels like you plug one hole in the dam and another one opens. And in this case, it was like two or three more open up.
Which part about Sunday's collapse, or I guess I shouldn't call it a collapse, just like debacle, which part frustrates you more, Clay? Was it how Tua Tagovailoa played? Was it how unprepared as a team the Dolphins looked? Was it the injuries and now you're relying on depth that you already didn't have? Like, if you had to kind of rank the top frustrating moment about that game, which one is it? Or at the very least, maybe not specifically in the game, but what follows that game?
Well, no, I think it's pretty easy. Number one is the overall lack of preparation. And it goes directly to what we were hearing about all offseason, which is, the culture has changed. It's a player-led culture, and everybody is bought in. And one thing that I've said from the beginning is none of that means anything once you go out there and you get hit. How do you respond at that point? And we saw it. It was not pretty. Again, it's one game, but the fact that you went out there and I think everybody knew just how important that game was based on all of the noise in the offseason. And so I don't care that people say, we don't listen to it. Yeah, you do. Everybody knows the questions surrounding the Dolphins and being soft and the culture isn't what it needs to be. So to come out that unprepared in week one, that was by far the most shocking thing to me and the most alarming. Now, I would say immediately after that is how poorly Tua played, because I think everything that we've said about this team has been like, okay, well, if everything is good around him and he is healthy, then you feel good about your chances. Well, that wasn't the case on Sunday. And again, it wasn't that everything was good around him. There were certainly some issues. But here's another thing I look at. If you watch that game last night between the Packers and the Commanders, you're watching two quarterbacks who can just do stuff that Tua can't do. So then when Tua goes out there and he plays a game like he did on Sunday, it's like, well, okay, what are we really invested in at this position? So I would say those are the top two most alarming things. Number one, far and away, was the lack of preparation. And number two, the fact that Tua played as poorly as he did.
And Clay, the national story today, I had time. I was watching TV, and they're talking about this players-only meeting. I know they have it all the time. Like, I was a part of some, Clay. Jason Taylor is going to throw a table. Zach Thomas is going to cry about being passing into football, and then we have to go play another grown man team later. That I don't think player-only meetings mean anything. Do you think player-only meetings do something, you know, as long as you've been, you know, reporting and covering teams?
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, no, and I do think it means something that they felt the need to have it after one game, you know, and I think that's probably the bigger thing is I'm with you. I don't think it actually means anything except for the fact that they felt the need to call and do something. And so to me, that's okay. Well, what is the issue here? What is leading to a 53-man roster to feel the need that we've got to get together? It was interesting to me, though, when it was mentioned the other day in the locker room, it was kind of just like mentioned off to the side, and immediately my antenna went up. And again, not because I'm like, oh, this is going to make a difference. It's the exact opposite. And I'll ask you this. You had a lot of those players-only meetings, like you said. Do you ever remember it actually changing anything?
It doesn't. Like, you're grown, man. You know you need to win and play hard and watch film and, you know, do extra work because you're not that good. Like, we were talking about it earlier, Clay. Like, I remember, and guys I respected, like I said, Zach and Jason and those guys, they would say stuff, but we can't block anybody. Joey Harrington's getting his ass kicked. Like, what is this meeting going to do for us? We're grown-ups getting paid to play football.
Right. Right, and I guess that's my thing, is the backdrop being, okay, they felt the need to call this. Well, then your only hope at that point, because clearly something is so off that they felt the need to call this, the only hope at that point is that it changes whatever that thing is that's so off. And my understanding has been the same thing that you just said, that those things typically don't get fixed by players-only meetings, so then you just go back to the fact that you've got the problem. But again, I guess the other thing, guys, is that this just isn't surprising to me. I didn't expect them to get blown out in week one, but I also didn't expect all the talk in the offseason to lead to anything. It's just, this is where they are right now, and I think, unfortunately, it's really hard to envision this thing changing until some serious personnel changes are made.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.